Blog Talk Radio.
Today, on the 22nd of April, 1451, Queen Isabella, who financed Columbus's journey to the New World, a lot of people who look at that history wish she didn't, but that's the way it is. Do you remember the Randy British novel called Tom Jones and a famous movie with Albert Finney? Henry Fielding, born on this day. Those of you into philosophy, Immanuel Kant, the great German philosopher, the great American compromiser, Henry Clay, born on this day, and of course the last, he tried to be a democratic in his political aspirations for a new Russia after the abdication of Tsar Nicholas, Alexander Kerensky, born in 1881, He guaranteed the Allies that he would keep Russia in the war and not keep Germany occupied on the Eastern Front. But the Russians didn't want any of that, and Lenin was more persuasive. We'll play an excerpt from Lenin's voice. It's very rare. Also on this day, birthday of the great Russian composer Serge Prokofiev. After the Russian Revolution, a lot of Russians, the aristocrats who could flee, and artists, such as Prokofiev, went west to places like Paris. But inexplicably, Prokofiev came back and managed to survive under Stalin's brutal totalitarianism. And it's interesting, both Stalin and Prokofiev died on the same day in 1952, I think. But the world got the news was focused on Joseph Stalin and not on this great Russian composer. We have an audio interview from our archives. Also, the theme, the March from the Love for Three Oranges, which was an opera. For some reason, J. Edgar Hoover liked it and used it for his radio program called The FBI in War and Peace. The great World War I British Prime Minister, known as Lloyd George, he worked with Clemenceau, the Tiger of France. Lloyd George's first name, no wonder he didn't use it, was Megan, M-E-G-A-N. Interesting. Also on this day, J. Robert Oppenheimer, the father of the atomic bomb, his first name was Julius, and maybe the reason that he did use it was because he was of Jewish heritage. One of the great jazz musicians, Charlie Mingus, his birthday today. Donald Graham, I believe this Donald Graham is the father of the woman, Catherine Weymouth, who's the president and publisher of the Washington Post. Graham's mother was actually named Meyer. Well, she was named Meyer. Her father was of Jewish heritage. She became a Lutheran. She worked for the San Francisco Chronicle briefly. But I think this Donald Graham, born in 1945, is the one. And here's one of the interesting actors. He was in Johnny Got His Gun. I'm pretty sure this is the Bottoms. Joseph Bottoms was born on this day. So I'm going to play that Love for Three Oranges that Prokofiev. Well, first I'll play his interview excerpt. He's asked about, are there bad composers and related things dealing with totalitarianism and artistic creation?
Well, I think in some ways he's right, because in every country there are some composers of little value who are always reactionary and malevolent and not interesting at all. But I don't think I'm doing myself reactionary art.
That last phrase was, "but I don't think I'm doing myself reactionary art." He said there are poor artists in every country and also good ones, and that the good ones would live on. Bland relayed another question, whether composers in the Soviet Union were free to write anything they pleased, or whether they were ordered to compose a certain way. Prokofiev answered,
"But certainly nobody orders me anything, so I'm writing what I want."
Nobody orders me anything, so I'm writing what I want.
And here he plays what he wants on the piano, his composition, the part of the Love for Three Oranges and opera. This is the March. The FBI used it, or J. Edgar Hoover used it. He used to approve anything that had to do with media and the FBI's image. Here is how it's used in that series.
Thank you.
program, The FBI in War and Peace.
The FBI in Peace and War. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, $25,000 bond.
Well, I don't think you had enough of that. But what J. Edgar never explained was why he used the Russian composer's music for an FBI program, and J. Edgar Hoover was such an anti-communist. Very interesting. Among the guests today, the guy who was one of the founders of the Rolls-Royce Corporation in Britain, Frederick Henry Royce. Guy who played in Captain Blood with Errol Flynn, Lionel Atwell, great chanteuse, Jane Froman. You read the National Geographic? Well, Melville Bell Grosvenor died on this day. Great jazz black pianist, Earl Pfeffer Hines. We have no regret for this guy. The founder of the Black Panthers, or one of the founders, and who's also connected, his lawyer, Charles, I forgot his last name, shame on me. Anyway, Huey Newton was killed on this day. Huey Newton was a thug. They horsewhipped at least one black woman. I mean, just unbelievable. And they're supposed to be these great liberators in Oakland, California, and a lot of people saw them as thugs. On this day, we had Irma Brombeck. She wrote, she was like the Heloise. In fact, that was her column, Heloise. And also, excuse me, let's see. And I think that's enough for this. Now, also on this day, among the interesting events, in 1370, the Bastille was being started, the construction. And, of course, the French Revolution, 400 years later, they tore it down. In 1659, the great commoner, the Puritan Oliver Cromwell, also known as the Roundheads, abolished Parliament, and he used the infamous phrase, "You couldn't even run a proper whorehouse." And later, he fought the war with the Royalists, Charles I, second of the Stuarts, and Charles lost that civil war and lost his head. And this is interesting. In 1922, South Ossetia was given autonomy within Georgia. Now, this is a Muslim region, and it relates to what's going on and what happened in Boston on this past week in the marathon, that the Ossetians, there's this horrible war going on over there, civil war, and it's hard to figure it out, but it seems to be based a lot on the religious indifference or religious intolerance that's going on. The Ossetians and the Chechens are supposed to be Muslims, as I understand it. In 1940, Admiral Joseph Taussig, he was a legal German immigrant who graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis. He warned Congress that there was going to be war with Japan. He followed General Billy Mitchell, who also said in the late 20s in the Calvin Coolidge administration there was going to be a war with Japan, and it cost him a court-martial, and he lost his rank as a general in the U.S. Army. But he was proven right. 1951, after MacArthur was fired by Harry Truman because of Harry Truman claimed that he wanted to bomb Red China, and Harry Truman did not want a million Chinese crossing the Yalu River. So he fired MacArthur. A lot of people felt that MacArthur got a raw deal. MacArthur landed in San Francisco, was given a parade here, and then he went on to a ticker tape parade in New York, and he did address Congress, and he did, as an old soldier, fade away, lived in the Waldorf Astoria in New York, and also was honorary chairman of the Boulevard watch company. I think also Omar Bradley got that position after MacArthur died. 1969, we had the first eye transplant. And also, it's something you wonder where In God We Trust came from, the origin of that phrase. During the American Civil War, the first coinage got it in 1864. Also, the first Jewish newspaper was published in New York. It's called Forward. Now, also, that's an interesting phrase, a verb that's used by the radical left here in the United States. It also was used by Lenin. Let's see, what else we have? Oh, first bicycle around the world adventure. It took a year, 2 years and 9 months. A guy's name was Stevens. Let's see, and also in 1889, we had the Oklahoma land rush, and a lot of people rushed out there, and some of them got into oil, like a guy, I think his name was Robert Kerr, later became a senator from Oklahoma, and he was one of the partners in Kerr McGee Oil, very big in Oklahoma. 1898, we had the first Spanish-American war battle. 1914, a lot of people didn't know this, that Babe Ruth started his professional baseball career as a pitcher. I couldn't find anything on that one. And in 1914, Mexico cut off relations with the United States, and the Germans tried to use a notorious telegram called the Zimmerman telegram, which tried to grow Mexico into declaring war against the United States. That would occupy the United States on this side of the pond and discourage them from intervening in France. Anyway, the deal in the Zimmerman telegram, which was intercepted by British intelligence, which is one of the best in the world, or was at that time, they tapped the telegraph wires in the Atlantic, and a guy named Stephenson, William Stephenson, was the guy who pulled it off. Anyway, Zimmerman was the German foreign minister in the Kaiser's government, and he promised Mexico that they would help them recover the parts of the Southwest United States that Mexico had lost in the Mexican War. We have this theme periodically brought up, Reconquista, by the radical leftist brown shirts we have in our own country. And let's see, what else? And then in 1915, we had the first use of poison gas, chlorine gas, which is also used in Chlorine Beach. And I think Hitler was affected by that. We saw what he did later. Among the little things today I'm bringing up, now everybody's focused on Boston, and it's just horrible what happened there. But we've had before Boston, here in San Francisco, we have had various terrorist attacks, and some actions by the radical left is interpreted as terrorism, such as tampering with court cases, going into courts, and actually trying to persuade jurors, openly behaving in the courtroom to influence the jurors, like waving placards or carrying stickers or putting stickers on their shirts, as they did in the Steve Neri case, and we'll get into that. But we've had one of our politicians, he's dead, a former realtor, John Barbagelata, a pipe bomb was placed at his house. He criticized the radical left, Jim Jones, and that crowd. There's a book out called Song of the Siren, of the Witches, excuse me, and it just came out, and it deals with some of this period, the violent period, the terrorist period of San Francisco. We also had policemen, their car was bombed. Richard Badisco and his partner was killed. Richard wasn't killed, but his partner was. There was a bomb placed in the Opera House. There was a report of a bomb placed in the toilets at the Hall of Justice and courts where Steve Neri, during Fleet Week, was illegally tried. And also, the Navy has announced that there's not going to be any more Blue Angels in Fleet Week. And the military cognoscenti and veterans who know about what had happened here in San Francisco, how our corrupt judicial system and District Attorney Helen Ann had abused not only U.S. Navy sailor Stephen Neri, but Marine veteran Woods. There was an attempted assassination of another military veteran, Raoul Elmison, and senior citizens at one of the HUD projects. A hitman was brought in from Manila, Sammy Yu, and he escaped. They did nothing to get him extradited. We've had terrorists who have attacked the both the federal building and the state of California building when Governor Wilson refused to approve gay marriage. They trashed the building, and those were terrorist acts. So these are some of the things that have gone on here in San Francisco. Fortunately, not many people were physically harmed, but they tried to intimidate people, and they still do. So we've got to stand up to these thugs, and the sad thing is that American taxpayer money pays for this. We have people coming into this country who may not even be not immigrants, because they're not coming here to become citizens, but they're coming here to impose an agenda, to co-opt and corrupt local community organizations, and it's happened. We have people here who have crossed the border illegally and somehow have gotten employment that pays them mucho bucks. They get HUD subsidized housing. Some of them prey on young boys. This is a case of Stephen Neri being a victim, rape victim of Juan Pifre. There are other cases here in Northern California. And also the fact that these people who are not citizens register to vote and actually vote, and when they're criticized for it, they are the people who criticize these phony voters are accused of hate crime, you don't understand, and all the other leftist dribble to try to intimidate people. But we've got to stand up and say enough. So we're going to end. I was going to play Greta Garbo, I promise. So let me see if we've got her here. It's a great little, where is she? I just saw her. We'll probably, just for that, we'll play it next time, so I can't find it right now. But great actress, came from Sweden, and she had supposedly an affair with the great music conductor and music arranger, Leopold Stokowski, who later married Gloria Vanderbilt, who made those jeans. Remember that? I don't see Greta here. So anyway, we'll be back Wednesday, 24th, and we'll have more interesting things, and also we'll be putting up new stuff on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmiCusVeritas, and we're going to end with our theme, politics and poker. Also on this day, Nixon died, excuse me, I forgot about Richard, and let's see, do we have anything? Well, what the heck? Let's hear Nixon playing a composition, and he plays the piano.
Believe me, the Republicans don't want another piano player in the White House.
Cafe music. So we'll end with our usual politics and poker. Fortunately, Nixon still stuck to pokers and then composed more music.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
thing that
cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big Ace.
Ace Betts.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Impulse.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing. Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y? I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, better.
Politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trades, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fajicinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
Well, we'll be back Wednesday, April 24th at 4 p.m. Peter Paul Brazola. Go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS. Good night.